Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, we are moving right along today as we're already up to our E-Block segment, and that means the start of Hour 2 will be coming up in just a few minutes. It's time for Destination Spotlight number 62 in our series as Mary and I turn our attention to the 48th state in our nation, admitted to the Union on Valentine's Day in 1912, known as the Grand Canyon State, as we're off to Tucson. That also means a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Whether it's the Platinum Collection that we travel with, the MaxLite series that Rudy enjoys, or something from their other collections, one of the most important items that ensures a successful trip is quality luggage, and you'll do none better than Travel Pro.
You know, we saw a lot of Travel Pro at the airport during our travels to San Diego over the past week. And Travel Pro is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. If you're in the market for new luggage, you're looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. You can check them out at TravelPro.com for all their offerings and specials, including our travel blog that we write for them each month, or you'll find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, now let's welcome in Brent DeRod, CEO of Visit Tucson, who's waiting for us on that show hotline.
Welcome to America's Top Travel Radio Show, Brent. Thanks for your time today for our Destination Spotlight.
Robert, thanks so much. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we've been looking forward to talking to you this week. Actually flew over your city this week on our way back to New York. But I think when many travelers consider visiting the Southwest, you know, places like Phoenix or Albuquerque or Las Vegas come to mind. But Tucson offers its own flavor of the Southwest, and it's so rich with state and national parks. You've got the Spanish missions, conservation areas, and more. Can you talk with us about some of these things that await visitors?
You bet. I think one of the things that that really surprises people when they think of the Sonoran Desert, oftentimes they're thinking it's more like the Sahara Desert with just sand cactus and no mountains, nothing to really see or do. And it's quite the opposite. What we really tend to find is that people come here surprised by the mountains and really enjoy the not only the saguaro cactus, but just the overall desert setting. Great place to be able to get out and hike and cycle and otherwise enjoy the outdoors.
Absolutely. We've had some of our best hikes in your area of the world. Brent, so let's talk about one of my favorite topics, food. I'm an arts and culinary traveler. If there's food museums, I'm there. Both are certainly abundant in Tucson. Give us a kind of a few ideas of what you can share with us regarding food and arts.
So with food, Tucson was named the United States' first UNESCO City of Gastronomy. So it really recognizes 4,000 years of agricultural heritage, but just as importantly, recognizes a lot of the locally owned and operated restaurants here in Tucson. You can't get a bad meal, and people are surprised not only by, we call it the best 23 miles of Mexican food, which a concentration of just outstanding locally owned and operated Mexican restaurants, but really any type of cuisine that you're looking for, you can find. Certainly some chains if you want, but there's so many locally owned restaurants. Really just fantastic to see. On the cultural side, too, we're a city of approximately a million residents, and so we have a symphony orchestra and have a lot of different cultural outlets for people to enjoy.
Yeah, no, I really do. Yeah, Mary and I were just back. We spent 6 days out in San Diego at Hotel Del Coronado. So that's an iconic property. It's 132 years old. But Tucson has Hotel Congress, a much different type of historic boutique place. It's now 101 years old. I know you have a lot of hotels for people to stay at in the area, but what makes Hotel Congress so special?
Hotel Congress is situated in downtown Tucson, and they always engage in John Dillinger days. So John Dillinger, the famous bank robber, was actually arrested right outside Hotel Congress. Just a lot of history. People who enjoy the thoughts of you know, ghosts as well. There's a supposedly an active ghost you know, going on there at Hotel Congress, but just a ton of history and culture with that property specifically.
Yeah, it really is.
Brent, we noticed over the past year or so, Tucson's made a lot of lists. I'm just going to throw out a few. TripAdvisor puts you on their rising U.S. cities that should be on your bucket list. Our friends at Orbitz put Tucson on their best places to travel list. Give everyone listening across the country maybe two or three reasons why they should come experience Tucson.
I think for me, one of the things that really surprises people as well, just how friendly people in Tucson are. It's, again, a city of a million people. It really doesn't feel like that. We have a revitalized downtown that that folks really enjoy. But what we really hear, whether it's that we just finished up the Tucson Gem, Mineral, and Fossil Showcase, that brings in 65,000 visitors from throughout the world to explore 52 different gem shows, or if you're coming in to just enjoy the food, the culture, if you're looking to get out and recreate outside, there's so many different things for people to see and do here, and a lot of different events and activities. Whatever you're looking for, we can typically find a way to make that happen for you.
And it's a budget-friendly destination as well, mm-hmm. for sure. So, all right, last question from us, and if you're familiar with this series of our program, it's the question that we ask almost every guest when we spotlight a destination. If you could please give us something surprising or an interesting fact about Tucson that listeners right now across the country might be enticed by and want to come experience the city.
I think the thing that surprises people the most is the fact that we are surrounded on all aspects of our borders by national parks and state parks. And so you take a look at Saro National Park, east and west, great opportunities for people to be able to explore the desert and really enjoy the outdoors from that perspective. Catalina State Park is right on the north side of our metro area as well.
That's a great mm-hmm. pick that you say as far as the state and national parks. Brent, we really appreciate your time today. And folks, if you want to find out more information, very easy, just visit Tucson.com. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brent. Take care.
You as well.
All right, Tucson, Arizona. Hopefully you will go experience that and let us know what you think. A reminder, you can find all the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. And that's going to do it for Hour 1 of the program this week. We still have a whole other hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary and I and Rudy will be back. Of course, we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.